Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. What an amazing day to be alive. Welcome back to the EntreMD podcast. As always, I'm happy that you are here with me. Love talking with you. And today we're going to be looking at something so important, so important. And that is how to unleash the power of consistency, especially if you haven't been. Now, you know how I work. This is a no-judge zone. So maybe there are things that you're supposed to be doing that you haven't been doing, things you're supposed to be consistent with that you haven't been. Maybe you've even made promises to yourself before and you had a support system before and you still messed it up in your mind, I want you to see this as another brand new opportunity. And I want you to dig in. I don't want you to go listening to this with any kind of guilt or any kind of, yeah, that's me. I'm always doing that. I want you to get inspired and I want you to be part of a community and we will make this happen. Consistency becomes your new thing. Okay. So before we get into this, I want to tell you about the Freedom Formula Masterclass, and that is the sponsor for this episode of the EntreMD podcast. And in this season we find ourselves in, I am committed to seeing physicians thrive in spite of everything that is going on. This is our time, and this is our time to pivot, to innovate, to make our businesses better, maybe even to start a business, to scale a business. This is our time. And what the Freedom Formula will give you, amongst many other things, is it will give you 12 weeks where you have the coaching that you need. So you have the direction, you have the community. So you're not alone. You're with the community of fellow physician entrepreneurs who are committed to thriving. And you have the accountability, which is so important because most of the time we know what to do. We just don't do it. And my gift to you as a faithful listener is, in this time, as my way of giving to support the physician entrepreneur community, you can get the Freedom Formula Masterclass at 50% of the usual investment, all right? 50%. So the coupon code you are going to use is podcast. It is not case sensitive. It's podcast. So go check it out, entremd.com/freedom, okay? All right, and now to the episode. So it is my belief that there are a number of businesses that will disappear after this pandemic because their clients just really won't remember them because they didn't show up, they didn't reach out, they weren't consistent, they weren't heard, so they just forgot. And I think that because I think the changes that are happening are so drastic. You know what I mean? People who used to go to work are now working from home. People used to send their kids to school, now they're homeschooling them. People who always used to go to the doctor's office, now they're doing telemedicine visits. Like, it's such drastic. You know, we used to go to a restaurant twice a week and now we can't. We're cooking at home. It's so drastic that the only way to stay top of mind is for you to be in the middle of all these things that are going on as opposed to disappearing. So a lot have retreated. They're no longer communicating. They're no longer serving their clients. And I think that's really risky. So consistency is really important. And we're going to look at how to pull that off. Okay. All right. So let's go. Now, first of all, I want to show you how powerful consistency is because a lot of things that are really great that could happen to us and for us, it's almost as if they're kind of sitting at the sidelines waiting to see if we really mean it, right? Like if we're really going to be consistent, if we're really going to, you know, kind of be like a bulldog, hold on to the bone and not let go. So I read this story a few years ago about the Chinese bamboo tree. And, you know, it's just a story that stuck in my head because it shows us like this is what consistency can do for you. So they say the remarkable thing about this tree is that it takes 5 years, five whole years for it to emerge from the ground. So you plant a seed, it takes 5 years for it to even break the ground. But when it sprouts, it grows rapidly in 5 weeks to a height of over 80 feet, as long as the tree was well nurtured. So that's the kicker. So it has the potential to grow to 80 feet, but it's not going to happen in the first few days. It's not going to happen in the first few months. It's not even going to happen in the first few years. But when it does start to grow, oh boy, does it grow. And it's the same thing with our businesses. I tell people, if you are looking for a coach to work with, and you want a get rich quick kind of scheme, I'm not your person. Because the things that are valuable in life, they just don't happen that way, right? You can't graduate from medical school in 1 month. You can't have a baby in 2 weeks. Like, these things take time, okay? So if you would nurture a bamboo tree for 5 years, you can have 80 feet, you know? And you might be going like, Dr. Una, I'm not a tree. How in the world does this apply to me? The concept does apply to you. But I also watched an interview that one of the greatest greats in basketball, Kobe Bryant, you know, he was talking about how he became who he was and what that journey was like. And I found it so fascinating. I hadn't heard that part of him. I thought he was born great. Okay. And sometimes we see entrepreneurs, they're like, oh my gosh, you speak so well on video. You're a natural. No, a lot of times people had to work their tails off for a while to become quote unquote naturals, which means if they did it, you can do it too. All right. So his dad was a basketball player, had been in the NBA for about 8 years, and then ended his career in Italy. So played the last few years, about 6 years or so in Italy. So, you know, Kobe Bryant did some growing up in Italy. And then in the summer of 1991, they moved back. And at this time, he was in high school at the time. Okay. And, you know, his dad is an NBA player. He had played some basketball, but of course in Italy, you know, he played soccer because that's the basketball of Italy. And so he came and he went for a summer camp and he played with some of the most talented people in the country. And in that game, he did not score a single point. I need you to imagine that. Not 1 point, nothing, no jumper, no layup, no free throw, nada, zilch, nothing. Okay. And his reaction was kind of the reaction a lot of us have. So you tried something in business, you tried and, you know, you opened up the practice and nobody came, or you launched a product and nobody bought it. And, you know, you're like, am I even an entrepreneur? Like, what am I doing? So he spent that entire summer frustrated, going like, you know, is basketball for me? If I'm really such a great player, how could I not even score a single point? I have no talent and all of this stuff. Okay. Now, fortunately for him, he read about Michael Jordan. He learned how Michael Jordan as well was cut from his high school basketball team, but didn't quit. And that's why I love reading autobiographies, because it shows you that successful people are just like everybody else, right? So here's Kobe Bryant, the great, who had a game and didn't score a single point. Here's Michael Jordan, who got cut from his high school basketball team, okay? But the important thing is they didn't quit. They stayed consistent, okay? So what did Kobe Bryant decide to do after that? So this was middle school when this happened. So in high school, he got to the gym every day by 5. I need you to think of the average high schooler, okay? But Kobe Bryant got to the gym every day at 5, wouldn't leave his afternoon practice till after up till 7 p.m. He played one-on-one games with everybody who seemed to be more talented than him, because he used them to build his skill, and he kept at it. He kept at it that by the time he was done, over a 6-year period, he was drafted 13th overall to the NBA. And he didn't stop there, of course, right? We know his consistency went through the roof and he became the Kobe Bryant we know and love. So it's not about talent. it's not about being great. It's about being consistent. And if you are consistent, your consistency will make you great. Okay. So I want you to commit to consistency. Even if you're not the smartest, you're not the most talented, you're not the most connected, you don't have the best connections and stuff like that, it doesn't matter if you will be consistent. And you know what? Somebody here may be thinking like, well, what if I put all this consistency in a business and that's not the business I should be doing? I'm so glad I thought of that question because of this. If you don't think what you're doing is what you should do, first of all, maybe you should just, you know, work with a coach and work that out and, you know, create a roadmap and do all that kind of stuff. But if the business you're in is the business you're in, I want you to give it your 100% because the skills that you learn are transferable. So let's say you learn to become great at marketing, great at speaking, great at networking, great at referral systems and all of that stuff. And you did all that and that business wasn't the business. When you go to the business, guess what you're going to? Mastery at speaking, mastery at referral systems, mastery at marketing. So you're not starting from ground zero. You're going from stepping stone to stepping stone. So the business you're in right now, give it your 100%. Okay. So consistency. All right. And if you're like, no, I'm really sure something's wrong with this, work with a coach, but okay. All right. So give it your all and you have to give it consistency. All right. So if he worked out sometime, he wouldn't be Kobe Bryant. If the bamboo tree got watered sometimes, it wouldn't grow to 80 feet after 5 years. So you need to be consistent. All right. So let me give you two big strategies for consistency. Okay. The first thing is forget motivation. Forget it. Half the times when I ask people, why didn't you do this? I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel motivated. I didn't feel inspired. I'm like, forget it. Forget about motivation. People don't do things consistently because they're motivated. People do things consistently because they are disciplined. Now, this is what discipline means. Discipline is doing what you should do when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Okay. Doing what you should do when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And I will tell you something. You, my friend, have discipline. Okay. If you work a job, you go to work when you should go to work, whether you feel like it or not. Right. That's what happens. If you're a parent, you are disciplined because you take care of your kids when you should take care of your kids, whether you feel like it or not. Right. Now we just have to apply this to our businesses as well. Okay. So I think you should even make a poster and put it up in your room, like, forget motivation. I'm not motivated. I'm disciplined. Okay. You don't have to say you're not motivated, but you get my point. So forget depending on motivation. You don't do what you should do because you're motivated. You do it because you're disciplined. So if it's time to go talk to clients, you go talk to them. If it's time to go speak on stage, you do that. If it's time to do a Facebook Live, you do that. If it's time to go for a networking event, you do that. If it's time to have that tough meeting with your staff, you do it because you're disciplined. Okay. The second thing is create your own motivation. You're like, Dr. Una, you just said, forget about motivation. Yes, because you're going to do what you should do when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. However, motivation will help. But I think it was Zig Ziglar that said, you know, motivation expires every day, just like a shower. You don't say I showered 2 weeks ago. Okay. So this is what I do to create my own motivation. I created a system. All right. So I listen to a podcast every day. And I listen to a podcast every day because there are people who are doing bigger, better things than I am. And they're still working hard. So I walk away from that going like, I have no excuse. I have no excuse. All right. So it sets me on fire. And guess what? It wears off every day. So I listen to a podcast every day. That's what I do. I'll tell you this, you know, if you're an avid listener to the podcast, you would have heard me talk about Automobile University. I did have to rephrase that, especially now people aren't driving as much with all the social distancing and COVID-19. So now I call it Downtime University. Okay. So what's Downtime University? That's using your downtime where you don't need, your mind is not actively engaged and you can use that to educate yourself. So for instance, when you're taking a shower, right, you're not reading a book or on a phone call or anything like that, put a podcast, let it play while you're dressing up, let the podcast play. If you're doing laundry, let the podcast play. If you're just taking a walk, let the podcast play, you know, except it's, you know, you're taking the walk to decongest. But you see what I'm saying? Like that downtime, you're cooking, you know, let it play, you know, stuff like that. So I listen to a podcast every day because it keeps me motivated. The second thing I do, I read autobiographies. I love autobiographies because when you look at people on social media, Facebook, the gram, all of that, they look perfect. When you read autobiographies, you get the good, the bad, the ugly. And it's a reminder that there is nothing wrong with you. The challenges you're facing, they are common to entrepreneurs. There is nothing wrong with you. And it's so reassuring. It's so inspiring. So I read autobiographies. I work with a coach. And I work with a coach because I have that accountability. I have to, I can't just sit and not do anything. And plus, when you pay a coach, you kind of want your return on investment. It kind of helps you really work. But I work with a coach, right? And the other thing is I do is I put people who are further along than me in their journey as an entrepreneur, I put them in my tribe intentionally. They are a reminder to me that I can't settle. They are my reminder that I haven't arrived. They're my reminder, not in a bad way, like I feel bad when I'm with them, but they inspire me. Because I'm like, if that person is waking up that early, if that person is working that hard, if that person is still, you know, knows their numbers and all that stuff, I have no excuse, no excuse. And so between the podcast, the autobiographies, the tribe that I built for myself and my coach, I stay motivated. Okay. So how do you unleash the power of consistency? By forgetting motivation and focusing on discipline. So even if you don't feel like doing stuff, you do it. Okay. The second thing you do is create motivation. So you stay inspired and on fire, but you're not dependent on that to do stuff. It just makes it easier to do it. All right. So I'll tell you what I tell my patients. I'm like, hey, guy, I mean, you have 5 A's and 1 B. What you're telling me is that you're a straight A student. Maybe you just need to work harder on that B. They're like, I'll try, Dr. Una. I'm like, don't try. Nike style. Just do it. Okay. So that's what I'm going to tell you. Those things you know you should do to make your business grow, just do it. Okay. All right. It is the boring stuff that makes business successful. So I want to invite you to be consistent with the boring stuff. All right. So thank you so much for listening and go be consistent. And one thing I want you to do, one of the best ways to learn is to teach. So take what you got from this podcast, go to your social media channel and teach something about it, what you got out of it. Tag me, EntreMD, I'll look out for it and go be consistent. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for listening and I will see you on the very next episode. If you love this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and review it on iTunes. As you go about your week, remember, you're not just an MD, you're an EntreMD. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great episode. Until next time.